Those are Fast Real Estate Services, Cleveland, Ohio. On the commute, talking real estate. What I want to talk about today goes out to all the agents and brokers out there. I'm practicing in Ohio, so mostly in Ohio, but I think it applies to anyone across the country regarding commissions, especially in the commercial space. Commissions are always negotiable. So there is no standard, there is no discussing it amongst your peers. It's what you think your value is to your client, whether it's a buyer or a seller. And so, you know, whatever that percentage of sales is, or it could be a flat fee, that's up to you. So if you're thinking that there is a standard out there, then obviously, we need to relook at what we think our value is to our clients. And so I'm always requesting as much as I can, because I think I value what I do for my clients. You know, we're not just putting their property on a listing service and hoping somebody calls and hoping somebody makes an offer. We are actively marketing that property. We're talking to people. We're networking with people every day. Like today, we're doing our Friday golf networking session in the morning, 9 holes of non-competitive golf to network with people in the real estate community. And this is where we earn our commission. Okay, so I'm connecting with people who would not otherwise purchase or sell their property if they did not have a relationship with me. So keep that in mind. You know, some of these relationships I've built over the last 20, 25 years being in the business. So how much do you value that? If you're buying or selling somebody's property that you've worked on that relationship for over 20 years, what is that worth to you? And, people will be happy to pay whatever that that fee is if you get the job done efficiently and with great service, and also at the best price that you can sell that property for, whether you're representing the buyer or the seller. So, knowing the market, being an expert in the market, knowing what buildings are best, what land is best, what situation is best for your client. Picking buyers, you don't want to just sell to any buyer that is going to not be a good steward to the community that they're coming into. So, I've had instances where I've suggested the seller take a slightly lower offer because it may not be good for the city or the area that person is going into, because we live here. So I don't know if it'll be different from if I'm in a different market. I don't think so, because I still want to be the broker that everybody has respect for, that whoever I put into a property or whoever's property I'm selling, that it's going to enhance the community. So, and that's going to outweigh any commissions I could ever earn on a deal. So, and on the investment side, a lot of agents and associations, I'm on the board of the Akron Cleveland Association of Realtors. There's been a lot of talk over the years, over the past 5 to 10 years, about people wholesaling properties. Well, my response to that is, they've been doing it for years. It's legal. Nobody's been able to challenge them that it is illegal. Now, there might be some unethical things that are going on with these deals, but that happens whether you're a licensed agent or not. But what I say is that, you're competing for listings. So get out there and market yourself, market your value, and let people know that you can also list that property, even though They might be selling it in a distressed state that you can get maximum dollar for that property, or a fair, you know, well, sometimes it's not even a the maximum, again, is not necessarily what you always want to strive for. You want to get a fair price for the property that is being sold. And so you're trying to relieve a situation that the seller has and relieve a situation that the buyer has who wants to purchase this property. So if you put those things together, I think doesn't matter who's selling, if Zillow is taking over brokerage, if consumers are going directly to Zillow, figure out a way to get the buyer, the seller, the whoever, the tenant, to use you, regardless of whether you're a licensed agent or not, or if you're, you know, something else that comes through. If you're an NFT, if you're a coin, you know, a digital coin that is through real estate, and trust me, those things are coming very soon. So we've seen it in a lot of industries where technology has driven the consumer direct to the product. So if you're interested in joining us for our Friday golf, give us a call or a text, 440-941-3692, and we'll get you on the distribution list if you're in the Cleveland area. And we will talk to you soon.